The views and opinions expressed on Vic Mads, the podcast, are those of the host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of its management or the other hosts or advertisers. Broadcasting from the Golden Heart of Asia, CDO, the Philippines, this is the coolest podcast around Metro CDO. This is Vic Mads, the podcast.
But this is the first time I have heard such a thing. Na may lobby para sa bill na yun. I haven't heard that in the Senate before. Neither have I heard it from any member of the media in Manila covering the beat of the Senate.
Sinabi mo kanina na there would probably be amendments to the cybercrime law. But my question is, what are the chances of the cybercrime law being scrapped altogether?
I don't think it will be scrapped altogether. It will be amended to improve it and perhaps remove some of the objectionable portions. Again, the purpose of the law is laudable. May ilang provision lang talaga na hindi dapat nalagay doon. In its original state, the bill was good. Yung pinirmahan namin version, maganda yung version ng bill.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. I'm Edu from Interfax Magazine. Sir, I would like to clarify, do you smoke? Do you smoke, sir?
Yes, I do.
So, what is your take on the sin tax bill? Are you pro or against it?
There are four issues on the sin tax bill. One, revenue. Government needs to raise revenue. Two, health. Government wants to discourage the use of sin products, both alcohol and cigarettes. Three, WTO. We lost a case before the WTO. We need to adjust our laws to conform to the demands of diet here, especially when it comes to distilled spirits. And number four, the need to balance the protection of local industry and the local tobacco farmers. Apat yun na binabalanse. The sin tax will always be passed. I am for it. The only question is which person? Aling person ang papasa at anong amount yung dapat na i-impose? Let me say two more things. One, the House version, when the Senate used all the economic models to find out how much it will raise, hindi totoong 30 billion. According to the Senate committee, headed by Senator Recto, ang mag-generate lang niya is not 30 billion but 11.2 billion. According to Senator Recto's committee again, yung Senate version will generate 15 to 20 billion. Number two, mapapasayan mo namang either end of the year or first, second week of January pag-resume namin. It will definitely be passed. At tanong lang, in what shape, size or form. Thank you. Yes, please.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. I'm John Samiga, GMA News NPR. My question, sir, is since you are the Senate Committee on Human Rights, Justice and Human Rights. Sir, meron ba tayong plano para tuluyan ng walang human trafficking sa bansa?
All of the bills on human trafficking was referred to the Committee on Women. Ang may hawak nun, hindi Justice Committee, tinanggal sa ano lahat yun, ilagay sa Committee on Women, headed by Senator Pia Cayetano. But we are supportive of any such measures. Last Congress, yung white slavery, nasa committee yun na-assign. And we passed the white slavery law last Congress. Yung trafficking, women and human trafficking, nasa Committee of Women, lahat ng bills. We issued all of the committees, all of the bills in our committee are committee report. Committee lang namin siguro sa Senado. Two committees I handle. Justice and Human Rights and Environment and Natural Resources. Yan lang ang dalawang committee na walang pending bill sa aming committee. We tackled, handled, and either reported out or sent to the archive all bills pending in those two committees that I share. Wala kaming pending sa committee na namin.
Hi sir, good afternoon. I'm Vic from the CDO Bloggers. And I just want to ask for your opinion about the Bangsamoro agreement between the MILF and the government of the Philippines.
Sub-point. One, it is not the final peace agreement. It is simply a framework as how to arrive at a peace agreement. Meaning to say, the real work will have to be done after it was signed. Ngayon na nagsisimula yun. I am for it. Sino ba naman sa kwartong to ang hindi para sa kapayapaan? Oh, this room is not for peace. But the question is how to achieve that peace. At what cost will we achieve that peace? I'm working closely with the Office of the President, the Office of the Presidential Advisor on Peace, so that we can iron out some of the problematic areas in the framework agreement. One such problematic area, for example, is the possibility of having islands within provinces that will not be part of that province, but will be part of ours. Isa sa dapat resolbahan doon, dapat contiguous ang area ng ARM. Hindi yung sa loob ng isang probinsya, may isang barangay na ARM at hindi under sa city or province. That will create several complications that I would not even want to think of. That's one. Two, on the integration of the MILF, that was done with the MNLF already. In fact, I am saddened with the comments of former MNLF Chairman Norbit Wise. Mga kalungkot na hindi siya nakikita dito. He was given a fair chance to rule the ARMM for more than two terms, nearly a decade. He cannot give chance to others naman. Sana, kung kapanganan ng kababayan niya ang isip niya, tulungan niya ang pamahalaan na makamit ng kapayapaan through this framework of Venus. May mga provisions man siya hindi gusto, sana he would work towards changing those objectionable provisions and not go all out against it per se. Hindi maganda na tayo dito nag-aaway tungkol sa isyo ng kapayapaan.
Thank you very much, sir. I believe the norms were updated for our answer. Thank you.
There were reports that it's probable that the FOI bill will never be signed into law under the administration of President Aquino. My question, sir, is what is the probability of it being signed into law?
Hindi ko alam. I cannot say and I cannot speak for it, but for the record, I am one of the co-authors of the FOI bill. In fact, I am the author of the other compatible bill, the FOI bill. May freedom of information ka, wala namang data gathering at archiving law ang gobyerno. Ano mahihiling yung dokumento sa gobyerno? I offered also a compatible bill to the FOI bill requiring all government agencies and government officials to archive, document, and keep public records. The numero, chronological, and series. Bakit? I'll give you an example. If you write me a letter today, address it, Senator Francis Escudero, room 517, Senate of the Philippines, JSIS building, Pasay City. My question is, who owns that letter? By practice, whether it's the president, a secretary, a senator, a congressman, a mayor, a governor, a counselor, a board member, a barangay captain, ang may-ari ng sulat na yon, under the civil code, yung addressee. So sa akin yun, pag uwi ko sa bahay, pag hindi na ako senador, ikakawal ko lahat ng dokumento yon at ilalagay ko sa bodega. We have no law that requires public officials to submit all of these documents to the archives of their respective offices so that you know exactly what's there and you know what to ask for. May FYI ka na. wala ka naman record keeping na batas na nire-require yan. If you remember Obama, when he first became president, di ba, he was prohibited from using his BlackBerry in giving orders and commands. Sa Amerika, meron sila ganun batas. Certain orders of the president cannot be given by text. Certain orders of the president cannot be given orally or verbally. There has still to be a hard copy, a document signed and sealed by the president before that order can be followed and obeyed down the line. Wala tayo yun. So, paano yung pan-text ng presidente sa secretary? Inutos, attack. Ang tatali mo yung secretary, was an order given, citing a boy, was an order given to attack. Nasa na yung text. Nasa na yung tawag. How can you actually prove it? We are for that measure too. And we author that measure too. But forgive me, I'm only one of 23. It is not for me to decide nor call nor predict when a particular piece of legislation will be passed. In the Senate, all it takes is one senator to oppose a bill. At kaya ng patulugan, isribol yung bill na yun ang mahabang panahon. Tingnan mo na lang yung RH bill. Although majority are in favor of it in whatever shape, size, or form, hindi pa rin magawa-gawa mabasa for the past 7 Congresses.
I'm sorry, I'm back to CDL again. I'm sure sinisina na kayo nito, so we would like to know your opinion on EPAL.
I'm one of the authors of that, although we didn't call it EPAL. We filed a bill ahead of Senator Sanjabi, in fact, but did not call it EPAL. But let me define what EPAL really is. Even in the bill of Senator Santiago, it's using government funds to promote your own candidacy and your own name. Mm-hmm. Ang pinagbabawal namin sa bill namin from the bill of Senator Santiago, popular known anti-EPAL, is magpapagawa ka ng waiting shed using government money, tapos yung forma ng waiting shed, yung first letter ng pangalan mo. Magpapagawa ka ng school building, tapos ipipintura yung pangalan mo doon sa bubong ng school building. Magbibigay ka ng ambulansya, tapos yung mukha mo at pangalan mo nandun sa ambulansya o fire truck o police car. Magpapagawa ka ng sidewalk parang isang mayor sa Metro Manila. Alam mo yung sidewalk nila doon may picture ng bigote? Kasi mayor nila may bigote. Sa Makati, karamihan ng mga public projects may B. Kaya sa salitang Makati, wala namang B. Makati. Diba? Kanya niya. Sa Quezon City, lahat ng projects doon, SB, HB, at sa Quezon City rin, walang H o B. That's what we seek to prevent. Now, if you want to spend your own money, politiko ka man, mayor, congressman, governor, senator, gusto mong gastusin yung sarili pero mo, magpagawa ka ng skwelahan, and then pinturo mo yung buong mukha mo sa skwelahan, okay lang yun. Pero wag naman paggamit pondo ng gobyerno. That only happens here in the Philippines. Travel anywhere in the world. Wala kang makikita ng ambulansang may mukha ng dating presidente. Wala kang makikita ng waiting shed na iba-ibang hugis, itsura at kulay. Depende sa unang letra ng pangalan ng mayor o governor o congressman na paggawa ng wala. Dito lang sa Pilipinas. In other countries, ang sidewalk nila standard, ang waiting shed nila standard, ang school building nila standard. Standard lahat. Para kahit hindi na sila nakaupo, lugyan na naman ang galing yun eh. But if you want to donate a few, a theater of you in a church, di ba? Naman simbahan, di ba? Nakaupit yung mga pangalan na donate. Okay lang yun, privado pera yun eh. But if it's government funds, you cannot and you're not allowed to use it. If it's a public works project, for example, that bill mandates that you should put the name of the project, the amount allocated in the project, the contractor, the implementing agency, when it started, when it should be completed, and not the name of the person who happens to instigate or facilitate the release of money for that particular project. That's I have followed for you, and that's your bill that we've done so far. In fairness to President Aquino, he adopted via administrative order our bill. kaya pansin mo, walang secretary ngayon mukha ngayon sa kahit na saan. Mm-hmm. Yung field health card, dati na doon yung mukha ni GMA palagi. Ngayon, kahit mukha ni Pinoy, at least wala doon. Mm-hmm. In fairness, Bayan AO, he enforced that in all executive offices. But it hasn't trickled down yet to LGU. It hasn't trickled down yet to some congressmen and some senators. Yes,
sir. Senator, kukumustahin ko lang po yung na-file ninyo na Senate Bill 2106, kung ano na po yung progress noon.
Sa budget deliberations, pinag-uusapan ngayon yung pondo i-allocate kung magkano talaga kailangan. But to clarify, because I've been asked this question in several interviews, na parang hindi na nindigyan yung bill. Ang target ng bill na yan, government retirees na nag-retire sa ilalim ng Republic Act number 1616. Ito yung mga nakatanggap ng lump sum retirement. Optional lump sum retirement. Sa computation kasi namin, pag nag-optional sila, by the time they reach 70, ubos na yun. So gusto namin manumbalik yung monthly pension sa kanila when they reach the age of 70 during their lifetime. Kung gailan ba naman tumanda pa yung government employee dati. Kung gailan na sa maraming sakit, doon pa ba sa kapabayaan ng gobyerno? Nakatipid na nga yung gobyerno sa lump sum na tinanggap niya. Siguro naman after a certain number of years, by the time he's 70, may obligation na rin yung gobyerno dapat para sa kanya. Sir,
dito naman po tayo sa Cagayan de Oro, sir. May naibigay daw po kayong pondo na 2 million sa Northern Mindanao Medical Center.
Nationwide, actually, ginawa namin yan. We allocated funds para sa lahat ng regional hospitals sa buong bansa. Hiniling namin ang tulong ng mga local government officials, mga congressmen, NGOs, and POs, para mag-identify ng indigent patients. Dagdag po siguro doon. We are also allocating 500,000 for municipality and city for the improvement, rehabilitation, maintenance, and repair of their public markets. Ayoko maging issue sa akin yung CDF ko at PDACO. Dinadownload namin lahat yan sa local government units o hindi man sa regional hospitals on 2 basic programs. Health, and if ever, commerce and the economy. Hopefully through the public market, which is at the center of any local government unit
department. Kasag na question sir, kasi meron po tayong isang hospital dito na naging pulutan na ng media, na naging hospital na ng mga DOA or hindi, namamatay na sa hospital dahil sa kukulangan ng pulo.
And they lie there and they die there.
Oo, oh, they lie there. Oh, yung kanta ni Mona Lisa. Ito po yung City Hospital, yung tinatawag namin dito na GR for Memorial Hospital. Hindi ba? Wala ba tayo ano nito, sir? Hindi ba natin ito? Kasi kukulangan daw ng pondo halos lahat ng doktor. Pag sinabi, iba, hindi naman tayo itong kapasyente. Sinasabi, kulang kami sa gamit.
Nagsimula kami marilisan ng pondo after GMA left. My last term as a congressman, my first 3 years as a senator, hindi kami nirelease ng pondo ni GMA dahil nasa opposition ako noon. Nagsimula pala mag-release ng pondo para sa amin kasi last namin si Pangulo Aquino noong 2011 because the budget for 2010 was still approved during the term of GMA. For the past 2 years, hanggang regional hospital pala ang kaya namin. Balat namin in the next 2 years, bababa kami sa provincial hospitals and perhaps city hospitals as well for chartered city. Pero sa ngayon, ang kaya parang ng pondo namin, regional hospital pala. Hopefully by next year, the next 2 years, makakarap ito. Yes, ma'am.
I'm not a pro GMA, but I've heard from a reliable source
hindi naman daw ninyo na taga-opposition tinatanggap yung pondo. How true it is?
Tinatanggap yung
pondo ninyo.
Si siya lang ang nagsabi hindi siya tatanggap ng pondo, si Senator Lacson. Siya lang. We were not demanding for it. Kasi baka sa panahon yun at that time, when I was minority leader at that time, hindi namin pinagisigawan na, hoy, GMA, release niyo yung pondo namin kasi baka sabihin nila mukha kami pera. At ginagawa lang namin yun dahil hindi kami nire-releasean. But we stood our ground despite the fact that she was giving double, triple, quadruple the allocations of congressmen just so that they will not impeach her, even if her crimes were glaring. Kami, zero talaga. My district suffered a lot during that time. I was on my last term already. I'm going on my last term at that time. Iba naman, kung bibigay nila, ba't naman namin tatanggapin ko, ano mas mga kapwaya namin. They agree they were not releasing it to us. They did not and were not releasing it to us at that time.
This question is for Brian. How do you feel that your mother's journey to the Senate?
Well, thank you for the first question. Well, honestly, we've been thinking about this for a long time. Ever since Krista she's always wanted to be in politics. When she was younger, she realized that she didn't want to be in showbiz like my grandfather. She wanted to make her own name in her own way. And she thought that baka pwede ni public service. So, yun. Now that she's decided to run for Senate, full support naman ako. I mean, I've been waiting since my grandfather in 2004 to be here for my mom. Because we didn't have the opportunity before to really continue the legacy of my grandfather, not in showbiz, but in public service. Ngayon, nandito na yung opportunity. So, of course, all out support for my mom. I spent the last few years of my life studying how to prepare for today. So, ngayon, ginagamit ko na yung pag-aaral ko sa tanayo.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, may magtanong na po ako, sir, kung may reports na ba kayo, sir, yung ibinigay niyong 4 million sa mga victims sa Sendong, sir?
Tinurnover namin yun sa Habitat for Humanity. It's now being used by Habitat for Humanity to construct X thousand of houses in an area. In fact, about 2 months ago, we came here for a bill to help Habitat precisely construct those houses. May accountability ng pondong yun, Habitat for Humanity. That was the recipient of that 4 million grant from our office.
Any other questions?
For Brian or for me?
For you, sir. Sir, sa national budget, sir, that is nasa number 10. I guess, 20.9 million pesos. Bakit kaya, sir, nasa number 10 ang DepEd na aware naman ang lahat siguro na...
What do you mean number 10?
Sa sa budgeting, number 1 is DILG. Tapos number 10 lang yung DepEd.
I don't know what ranking you're talking about. Highest budgetary allocation of budget natin is DepEd. It's not DILG. DILG, I think, is at 65 billion. DepEd is at 200 plus billion. Highest budgetary priority pa rin ang education. Pero may dalawang item na mas malaki kaysa education, pero off budget right now. One is debt servicing. Off budget yan, and automatically appropriated yan. Second is internal revenue allotment ng LGUs. Off budget din yan dahil automatically appropriated yan. In other words, wala sa budget yon. if you look at the GA, the General Corporations Act, the highest budgetary allocation is DepEd. But to be more accurate, it's DepEd after debt servicing, after ELA, although it's not found in the budget anymore. If you're talking of the ranking from 1 to 10, I don't even think DLG is number 1, but I think DepEd is number 10 in terms of the percentage increase of their budget compared to last year. DepEd's budget went up, if I'm not mistaken, by 28%. The budget for SOOCs, SUCs, State Universities and Colleges, went up by 48%. So there are 9 other agencies higher than DepEd that enjoyed a bigger percentage increase compared to last year's budget. But in real terms, pinakamalaking agency para sa pondo, DepEd pa rin, hindi DLG.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon, Professor Brian Po. Ano pong points of agenda ng mom niyo for her political career?
Points of agenda? Well, una-una, when she was with the FDRCB, yung main focus niya yung family, as in yung child mismo. So, for her, the other points on the agenda are RH bill. If she can help out, she's for the debates regarding the RH bill and this open discussion with all groups involved. Other points on her agenda would be, we're discussing right now the feeding programs that we have here. There are a lot of good education programs as well that my mom wants to focus on. It's about, para sa kanya, parang, it's about the opportunities that you can give the child. So, as soon as she gets elected, those are the things that she's going to follow through on. So, education, feeding programs, and the Archibald.
Follow-up question, Uncle. We all know what happened to your grandfather. Ano pong lessons na na-learn nyo with what happened, and ano pong saan nyo going para hindi siya na-ulit?
Well, what was the first question again? Sorry. Dalawang questions yan. Ano yung muna?
Lessons learned about what happened to Mr. Fernando Jr. and then what are the plans that saan hindi ma-ulit?
Alright, so it doesn't happen again, yung plans. Honestly, diba, mas maganda yung electoral system nila, yung automated voting. There's less cheating, obviously. But that doesn't mean that the system is perfect, and that we should be complacent with it. My mom is for electoral reforms. This means voter education. This means easier access to voting. This means that come election time, you don't need to have an attorney with you just so that you can vote, or an attorney at the precinct so that you can vote. These are issues which we want to make sure are overcome within the coming elections. It's about giving people more of an opportunity at the voting station. It's about educating people on who they should be voting for, and not to vote for personality, but rather for the platform and proposal of candidates.
We heard that this desktop on a senior bill is in fact. What is this bill and what are the expenses?
It seeks to address what happened during Marcelo, desaparecidos. Yung mga nawawala, na hanggang ngayon, hindi ko natagpuan yung katawan ng kanilang mga sa buhay. Buhay man o batay. We filed and passed this bill for several reasons. One, para hindi na maulit-ulit na kasaysayan ng bansa natin yung nangyari ng panahon ng martial law, and that there is actual recognition through this bill that it happened during martial law. Number two, bawal na mag-maintain ang kinatawag natin yung secret detention places ang lahat ng law enforcement agencies natin. Government must submit a list to the CHR, Commission on Human Rights, ng detention facilities na existing. At sino man ang mahulihan na may detention facility minimaintain na wala sa listahan yun is considered a crime under this bill. Number three, pinagbawal na rin namin sa bill na yan yung order of battle. You've been hearing that often sa mga police, sa mga militar. Sa totoo lang, anong order of battle ba yan? Kung may ginawang krimen yan at may warrant of arrest yan, pulihin ninyo. It should be a list of those with outstanding warrants of arrest. Hindi yung pinagdududahan, pinagdususpesan. O gusto nyo i-monitor. That's now prohibited. Number four, it gives the families of victims the right to inspect detention places to find out that there is a one-to-one correspondence between the detainees and the actual warrant bodies detained there. And finally, it provides also the similar provision we inserted in the anti-torture law, a command responsibility clause, which means yung commander, kahit walang kinalaman dun sa pagdubot, kung dapat nalaman niya at nabantayan niya yung ginagawa ng mga tao niya, o kung pagkatapos niya malaman, wala siyang ginawa, he is liable for violating this law. Those are some of the salient features of the bill that we passed. And in the region, in Southeast Asia, in Asia for that matter, we are the first to pass this kind of legislation in any democratic country.
Do you have the last question?
Last lang po, kay Sir G. Sir, have you supported or authored a law or a bill for the environment yet?
I am chair of the Environment Committee, and all bills coming out from our committee, I am automatic sponsor and co-author. Not only co-author, but sponsor, meaning ako magde-defend dun sa floor ng Senado. As I said earlier, wala kaming pending measures sa Committee on Environment. We have churned out, I think, 28 protected areas bills, meaning to say declaring various parts of the country as protected and inalienable, at hindi pwedeng minahan o i-convert into any other uses. We have likewise sponsored measures on reforestation, illegal logging, waste disposal, clean air management, numbering about 18. All of these are in our website, and hopefully you can look at these laws. Baka may mga cybercrime na naman doon. Sabihin nyo kasi namin kung may problema yung mga bills na nasa amin. We make it a point also to upload all of the bills that come out from that are filed in our committee, and all the committee reports that are churned out by the committee that I handle. May website kami para sa Committee on Justice. May website din kami para sa committee on environment. And as of even today, as of today, as I said, we have no pending measures in the committee on environment.
I'm Sean from City of Times. Lopez Rodriguez, Congressman Rodriguez, mentioned that he's with you in the environmental committee. And he said also that he wants to totally eradicate mining here in Cagayan University. Are you with him with that?
He attended one of the hearings in our committee, and he has a bill to prohibit mining in certain areas. We are still in the process of referring that matter to a technical working group. I'll give an example why that was discussed during the hearing.
Butterfly. Like
mining at illegal logging sa labas ng Cagayan de Oro sa ilan kung bakit may bahay dito. Hindi naman sa loob ng Cagayan de Oro eh. So kung pag-uusapan natin protektahan ng Cagayan de Oro, baka gusto niyang i-file na bill prohibiting logging and mining sa palibot, lalo na in the uplands of the provinces surrounding Cagayan de Oro. It's not necessarily a solution to the problem. Our laws on mining are strict enough. Dapat lang ipatupad. Ang kulang natin sa mining law, a national policy that will tell us, saan lang ba tayo pwede mag-mine? Saan areas lang ba? Anong minerals lang? Wala tayong ganun eh. Mining in the Philippines is proponent-driven. Meaning, may foreign na darating, gusto namin mag-umay ng ginto dyan. Mag-a-apply, ipaprocess, ika-grab or design. Gusto namin mag-umay ng iron ore dyan, ng copper, whatever. It should not be proponent-driven. We should dictate our future, especially with respect to mining. But we don't have that right now. That's what we've been asking for from the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Tayo dapat ang mag-decide. I'll give an example. Try to research on it on the internet too. Are you familiar with rare earth? Rare earth is a composition of about 8 to 13 different minerals. Ito yung kinakailangan mga mineral para sa semiconductor industry. Karamihan ng rare earth matatagpuan sa China lang. In fact, that's one of the reasons, according to one article in the Internet Cyrus, kaya na lamangan ang talampasan na ng China, maliban sa napakalaki talaga ng China, populasyon ng China. One of the reasons why China overtook Japan, they took control of rare earth minerals, which is a necessary component of semiconductors, which is the number one output of Japan. As a policy, pinagbawal ng China i-export yun. As a policy, nililimit ng China ang production nun para diktado nila yung merkado. Tayo, wala ganun. Di ba tayo pwede naman si Glenn? Iron ore. Sige. But you cannot export it unless you pay a levy. Make it expensive enough so that they instead construct a manufacturing plant here. And they can only export our iron ore semi-finished or at least may value added na tayo. May trabaho na sa Pilipino, mas mataas pa yung balon na exports natin, nalimitahan pa natin. Diwalwal in Kaumbal. Do you know Diwalwal is the second largest gold deposit in the world? Pangalawang pinakamalaking gold deposit sa buong mundo. Found in over 9,000 hectares of land. Ang hinuhukay ngayon doon ang pinag-aawayan doon ngayon, wala pang 300 hectares. May naiiwang kaparong more than 8,700 hectares that have yet to be tapped. Anong ginagawa na nang gagawin natin doon? As a policy, we should study and look at it. Will we allow it to be mined? Or will we simply explore, find out how much gold there really is and confirm it, and consider as an option borrowing against it? Para mura interest, may cash tayo ngayon, pag umanda yung ekonomiya natin, imbis na kahit lang ito, bayaran natin yung utang, may asset pa rin tayo. Ang plans and policies such as this, yun ang hinahanap ko sana sa mining. The question that you raised in Cagayan de Oro by your congressman, I respect him and I have the highest regard for him. But it's not that simple. He cannot file a bill prohibiting mining outside of his city. Sa Congress, mag-aaway sila doon. Because there's a principle that's adopted there. The congressman knows what is best for his district. If he does not, then he has no right being a congressman there. But if he studies why the incident happened in Cagayan de Oro, galing sa naman yung problema eh. Hindi naman talaga dito eh. Mining and illegal logging was the culprit outside of Cagayan de Oro, was the culprit of the disaster that happened here. That's what we're looking at. That's what we're gauging. And siguro by policy, dapat i-establish talaga ng gobyerno. Because if we pass a law prohibiting it, what if 10 years from now it is the interest of Cagayan de Oro to allow mining in a particular selected limited area? Babalik na naman kayo sa amin para magpapasa ng batas. I think we should be more flexible when it comes to that. Hindi dapat nakaugit sa bato sa pamamagitan ng batas yung pag-prohibit. And neither will we be too light-handed in so far as allowing and approving such bills without sufficient study.
Any other
questions?
Yes, sir. Hi, Justin. I don't know if you're aware that you've been receiving flacks about being show busy right now. So, what's your take on this?
As much as possible, I try to keep it separate from my own work as a member of the Senate. Ano gagawin mo kung may tanong na gano'n? Whether in a press call or in any public forum that I attend or in any appearance on TV that I make. Number two, wala naman ba? Wala, hindi naman kayo nagre-reklamo sa showbiz na pumapasok sa politika? Anong problema pag may politika o politiko na hindi naman pumapasok pero nahahalo showbiz? So my first thing was all about those showbiz personalities entering politics. Actually, the other way around. Because this has been and was our career to be. Not. It will never be so good. So yeah, it's more than kumanta, it's more than magsayaw. At hindi ko, hindi na ako marunong kumarte. Wala akong ginamukha sa show because hindi mangyayari. Yan lang.
Another question?
Yan lang.
night or afternoon po?
Yes, sir.
If you remember last campaign period, may press con pa tayo dito sa Cagayan de Oro. Diba sabi mo, paglagpas mo ng 42, tatakbo ka ng bilang presidency. Why is it na still senatorial place?
Wala kami tayo walang election sa 2013. There is no presidential election in
2013. Yes. Maipangang mo ba yan? Or sure na ba yan?
Hindi.
For presidential election for the
campaign? I don't think I recall saying that I will run. I said I wanted to. Sabi ko, libre mangarap ko, naalala ko yun. Libre mangarap ko, walang bayad, ba't mo bababaan yun? But running and winning for president is your destiny. You can only plan for it for perhaps 50% of the way. The remaining 50%, it has to belong to you by destiny. Hindi na nakaupit dapat sa palag yun na magiging presidente ka. Take the case of President Aquino. Before the mom died, wala siyang ka planong tumakbo, lalo na maging presidente. Wala. After the mom died, there were calls for him to run. Ayaw pa nga niya. In fact, he was still saying, I'm supporting Mar. Only at the end of the day, he ended up running and ended up winning. Sino may mga naghanda at nagplano? Mar, Villar, and the others. Yung walang plano, yung may nanalo. Kaya ayoko na magplano.
Baka sakali.
That ends our show for today. To listen to other episodes, download them on VicMads.com and WowCDO.com. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook. That's VicMads. Have a great day. Relax and chill.